Folks, the market's been tanking. Well, it's also been going up a lot. But everybody's running around worried and screaming and the world is going to end. It's 2008 all over again and you better run and you better buy gold. But gold just fell $300. And bonds are really expensive. Ugh. When this happens, it's not fun. It's not fun. But when you read The Intelligent Investor, you're going to read The Intelligent Investor, aren't you? My Business 123 students, yes, you are. Eventually, maybe not now, but eventually, you will find that these are the times that Mr. Graham, Benjamin Graham, and now his student Warren Buffett, lived for. These were the times when you can invest and be reasonably assured that the next 10 to 15 years, providing the world doesn't end, which you never know, you'll do well. So, what I've done is I've gone into the Intelligent Investor version, the edition from 2002 where they republished it with commentary by Jason Zweig. Because Mr. Graham is a little difficult to read, and the commentary by Jason Zweig is actually very good. He's a very good writer. He writes used to write for the Wall Street Journal and other financial newspapers and magazines and the like. And he did a cute little thing here, a spoof on what passes for the financial commentary these days. So it's on the website, and you're probably looking at it. It's called News You Could Use. Now remember, this is Jason Zweig. It's not Benjamin Graham. Benjamin Graham didn't really have that great a sense of humor. Stocks are crashing, so you turn on the television to catch the latest market news. But instead of CNBC or Skunk News, Weasel News, Fox News, or CNN, imagine that you tune into the Benjamin Graham Financial Network, BGFN. On BGFN, the audio doesn't capture the famous sour clang of the market's closing bell. The video doesn't home in on brokers scurrying around across the floor of the stock exchange like angry rodents, nor does BGFN run any footage of investors gasping on frozen sidewalks as red arrows whiz overhead on electronic stock tickers. No. Instead, the image that fills your television screen is a facade of the New York Stock Exchange, festooned with a huge banner reading, "Sale 50% off!" As intro music, Bachman Turner Overdrive can be heard blaring a few bars of their old barnstormer, "You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet." Then the anchorman announces brightly, "Stocks became more attractive yet again today as the Dow dropped another 2.5% on heavy volume, the fourth day in a row that stocks have gotten cheaper. Tech investors fared even better as leading companies like Microsoft lost nearly 5% on the day, making them even more affordable. That comes on top of the good news the past year in which stocks have already lost 50%. Putting them at bargain levels not seen in years. And some prominent analysts are optimistic that prices may drop still further in the weeks and months to come." The newscast cuts over to market strategist Ignatz Anderson of the Wall Street firm of Ketchum and Skinner, who says, "My forecast is for stocks to lose another 15% by June. I'm cautiously optimistic that if everything goes well, stocks could lose 25%, maybe more." "Let's hope Ignatz Anderson is right," the anchorman says cheerily. "Falling stock prices would be fabulous news for any investor with a long-term horizon." And now over to Wallywood for our exclusive AccuWeather forecast. You like? Well, folks, nobody likes to lose money, all right? Nobody. But it is times like these, especially for us long-term investors who are putting in $100, $50, more if we can afford it, every month into our investments. if we can hold on for 5 or 10, 15 years, and by definition, stocks are long-term investments, we should do well. Unless the world falls apart, and then guess what? It doesn't matter where you put your money. I hope you enjoyed this little diversion. Keep this in mind, and also hopefully it'll motivate you to eventually go read The Intelligent Investor. See ya!